Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to talk all things around Uber, right? As we know, e-commerce platform that has really made it so much easier for goods and services to get around, for you and I to move around when we're in different cities or just opt not to use our car. And of course, has diversified into a plethora of options, essentially making it easier for goods, services and people to get around using their platform. Now, there are reports that Uber is actually looking to change the requirements of vehicle registrations on their platforms. But to help us understand some of the changes that do happen and the impact it might have on you as a service provider or contractor or even just a user of the service, we join on the line by Cassie Jagange, who joins us as a head of communications for Uber South Africa. Cassie, thank you so much for your time. I'm happy to be corrected with the correct pronunciation of your last name.
Hi, Gugu. Thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, you did a great job. Jagange, that's my last name.
Jagange. Oh, stunning. Jagange. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Casey. And maybe let's just start off by getting an understanding. Uber all along has always had rules and regulations regarding the types of vehicles that actually register on its platform, right? And that's mainly to make sure that the sustainability, the service, as well as the viability of the vehicle to be safe and usable can be monitored.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I think there's been a lot of coverage recently about various policies and practices that Uber puts in place. And I think a key thing to keep in mind, and I think for both riders and for drivers alike, is that these policies and practices are in place ultimately to protect the safety of everyone on the roads, everyone operating a vehicle, and of course, everyone who's leveraging those vehicles to travel as well. I think as we build our structure and as we build our operations, these are the things that we keep in mind. We want to make sure that we create an environment where drivers are able to, you know, maximize their earnings, but also at the same time, riders are able to have a good quality and safe experience on the roads.
So this has led to new changes, if I'm not mistaken, regarding the registration of vehicles or the kinds of vehicles you'll be registering on your platform.
There has been some recent media coverage, and I think in a large part it's been quite inaccurate. So I think we wanted to also just take the opportunity to maybe clarify the policies. Mm-hmm. So right now there's news that's going around that, you know, vehicles need to be changed out every 3 years, right? And that's simply actually not even the case at all. Really, what is in effect, and this policy came into effect in 2022, is that this rule applies to new drivers who are joining up to the platform for the very first time. So if you're a new driver signing up to the platform, then we do have the requirement that your vehicle needs to be not older than 3 years. But if you are already an existing driver, you already signed up onto the platform, you've been activated on the platform, you can drive your vehicle for up to 8 years, which is very much in line with international standards. So I think that there's opportunity to just clarify what that policy means and why it's in place.
Do we understand where the false reporting comes from then, or how it's been misunderstood or misconstrued?
I think honestly, we ourselves, you know, we had an article that came out. We got wind of the headlines ourselves and felt the need to step in and just kind of correct the narrative and make sure that everybody understands and kind of build that education and literacy on how our practices and how we operate. So there was an article that was published and we just felt the need to correct that narrative.
Mm-hmm. Well, corrected it, you certainly have done. But I'm also keen just to understand what trends we are seeing. So I'm in Cape Town at the moment and all I use is Uber quite often, majority of the time when I'm here versus when I'm back home in Joburg. But I'm just keen to get your perspective on, you know, some of the trends that you've been witnessing in terms of how long drivers stay on your platform, the average age of vehicles. What are we seeing in terms of Uber Go, Uber Black, parcels and scooters? You know, how have these options grown on your platform and what trends and nuances are we seeing in terms of the needs of the South African audience?
For sure. I think that's a great question. You know, so Uber arrived on the shores of South Africa about 11 years ago now. And I think in 11 years, we've really strived to meet the needs of the South African population. And that's why you see incredible new products that we're launching, you know, every so often to meet those needs. And I mean, this stems everything from, you know, an Uber Teens product that caters specifically to teenagers who are now able to travel and move around with safety top of mind for their parents, but also giving those teens that sense of, you know, I can take care of myself and I can operate as a grown person myself, you know. So that's one of the products, you know, everything else from, you know, products like Uber Direct, where you're now able to send parcels back and forth. You don't have to worry so much about delivery fees because here is an opportunity for you to move product across the country, across the city to each other. And we're seeing, of course, incredible pickup on all of our different products as well. If you're looking for a little bit of a treat, you want to treat yourself to an Uber Black, or, you know, if it's an everyday experience and you're more on the Uber Go, you know, we've really tried to create products that meet every single consumer's need. Mm-hmm. And I think we're doing a great job on that. Look, and our innovation journey continues. You know, we'll always be looking for what is the next thing that the South African populace needs, and to see how we can step up and fill that gap.
Cassie, an interesting question we have from one of our listeners on our WhatsApp line, back to the ownership structure for 3 years for new members signing onto your platform. They ask, is this 3 years of owning the vehicle or 3 years since the car's manufacturing date?
It would be 3 years since the car's manufacturing date.
Okay, perfect. And that would also have to be proven through the necessary registration document that one would supply, right?
Correct. So our onboarding process, just for your listeners specifically, our onboarding process will basically require you to have the necessary documentation, not only for the vehicle, but also for yourself, right? Because we want to make sure that and this is, you know, part of our safety journey as well, is making sure that the vehicles have the right kinds of documentation. And this documentation will be required when you sign up to the platform. So you'll load it up onto the platform. You'll head to one of our Greenlight hub centers for onboarding and vehicle inspection, and once all of those processes have been passed, you will be able to earn on the platform.
Very true. And just on that, are you still seeing an increased number of new participants on your platform?
Yes, every day I think more and more South Africans are seeing the opportunity to either, you know, supplement their current earnings or to, you know, have this be the sole basis of their earning structure to support their lives. So every day we're seeing new people sign up and take advantage of the opportunity to earn more.
Sure. Are you able to share numbers there, Cassie, and maybe even translate that into what we are seeing in terms of retention?
Unfortunately,
well,
I can't go into too much detail on the numbers, but it is definitely a number that continues to grow.
Mm-hmm. And I guess in terms of other opportunities for not only more participants to come on board, but the growth that we are seeing from Uber. Typically, the last time I spoke to one of your colleagues, they described it as you started off in the food court. Now you're diversifying to being more of a to facilitate e-commerce. So any new surprises we can anticipate from your business?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said before, innovation is one of the key things that drives us. So at any given time, there are a number of products and a number of projects that we're working on. And we're excited to announce some new exciting things coming very, very soon. So we can't touch into all of them right now, but definitely watch this space.
Perfect. We'll leave it there for today, but truly appreciate your time. And of course, looking forward to hearing more and hopefully a lot more detail when we get into the numbers, Cassie, but appreciative of your time this evening nonetheless. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's Cassie Jaganye, who is the head of communications at Uber South Africa, helping us clarify some of the miscommunicated articles that might have been shared in terms of the rules and regulations of the age of the vehicle when signing on or being onboarded as a supplier to Uber. As you've heard there, still keeping to the 3-year rule since the manufacture of the vehicle or registration of the vehicle for new participants. That's part of the rules that would apply there.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.